T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tammy's got a new boyfriend in country, and Dylan Carmichael be his name.
Okay, so not true. He's 26 years old. He's the same age as my oldest son, and that's how I looked at him.
Well, listen, it's time to get your cougar on. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSOM.
Would you please stop that?
I don't know. You seem pretty flirty
No, I was not flirty. Jess? I was excited because he wants me to be friends with his mom.
Yeah, Jess?
When we left... At the end of the night, what were we doing?
Talking with him.
We were sitting at a table talking with him. He kept on finding you all night.
Yes.
Yep, and he did.
And what did he keep trying to say? I'm going to try my mom. My mom's not answering me. And what did he tell me earlier? You remind me of my mom. Okay? So that's
I
what
heard
it
him
was.
Say you'd be good friends with my mom.
Yes.
And I'm thinking he wants permission from his mom.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You be the judge.
You stop that.
Wrong with that? Does anybody have a problem with a 26-year-old young, healthy man thinking Tammy's attractive? Not at all.
Not what I was thinking.
It's okay. Maybe you shouldn't be thinking it, but I think outsiders have every right to say, I think there was a spark there. That's all. Anybody want to back me up here? Tanya, did you see a spark?
I kind of saw a spark.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
She was nice.
Thank you. Well, you can be the judge. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning at 103.7 KSON. How am I being catty?
No, I'm being a cougar.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm not good at it.
Oh. All right, Country Fest back. John and Tammy backstage.
Hi.
Dylan Carmichael just got off stage. What's the crowd like, man? What's the scene like?
There's a great crowd. There's actually probably more people than we've ever played for.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
Well, so you must be jazzed right now. You must be all.
I am. Yeah. Well, and not only that, but they're clapping. They're yelling, you know, because it's good music. Good music. John Langston's good music. Blanco's good music. Billy Currington, come on. Hey, I ain't leaving. I'm staying.
You can come stay at my house. I'll take good care of you because we think that his mom Becky and I would be really good friends.
I think so. We need to bring Becky out.
We're gonna FaceTime Becky here in just a second, and just so we can meet. You were saying that you want me to meet her, and I want to meet her.
Absolutely.
Get approval.
See?
Get approval.
Oh my God! Stop
get
that.
Get approval.
What's
issue? Introduce you as mom.
Oh my God!
You can stay at my house.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
No, just saying.
In case you don't know, Dylan's got some pretty famous uncles: John Michael and Eddie Montgomery.
Right. Yes, that's my mom's brothers.
Right.
By the way, did anybody know that coming into Country Fest that Dylan Carmichael's uncles were John Michael Montgomery and Montgomery Gentry's own Eddie Montgomery?
No, I didn't know until he told us. I have no idea.
But then you hear him talk. He sounds exactly like Eddie Montgomery.
A 26-year-old Eddie Montgomery.
And
absolutely.
And he looks like John Michael Montgomery.
Yes, right?
Which is why Tammy got the cougar claws out.
Now, how much of watching them when you were little determined what you wanted to do? Or did you already know it before you even saw them sing?
Well, I think that I wanted to become what I am now. Because it's embedded in me. You can get spiritual with it, but that's what I was born to do, first off.
I think we need to FaceTime Becky.
Well,
can we do
you
that?
You know what? I don't know if she has FaceTime. We'll see, though.
Oh, we'll find out.
We're about to find out.
I can't wait to talk to Becky. If anything, we'll just maybe just call her.
Oh, all right. It says mom, too. It's so
cute.
Well, what should it say?
Oh, my God. I went right to voicemail. She knew. Get that creepy woman away from you. To be continued. Because we're going to do it.
We're going
to
do it.
I need to meet Becky. I love it.
You said it yourself. Get that creepy woman away from him. You clearly are hitting on the guy.
I am not hitting on him. Stop that.
Tammy?
Yes.
How many times has he texted you since?
Once.
He's texted you since.
He took my phone because he said, I want to give you my phone number.
Sure. Did you get his number, Jess?
I did not.
Tom, did you get his number?
Oh, my God.
I know I didn't get his number.
I sat right next to Tammy during their entire conversation.
Did he ask you?
Barely recognized that I was there.
He shoved me out of the way.
He didn't shove
stepped
you out of the
stepped on my neck.
Way.
He did.
Stop
he
it.
Did. Anyway, how many times are you guys texting
he
buddy?
Just texted me once.
And what did he say?
He said, great meeting you, Tammy.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. It's right here.
Oh, I see an emoji.
Oh, my God. That's my emoji.
And you texted
back. I said we were sharing your West Virginia story with John. Oh, my God. Would you stop it? Would you stop it?
Read that text again, please. I want to hear what you said to him.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, okay, so he took my phone, and he said, let me put my phone number in, and then he took a picture of himself so it would show up when he texted.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
And then,
anybody else get a selfie?
Oh, my God.
Nope, no one else got a selfie. I didn't get a selfie.
He said, text me so then I have your number. I said, hi, it's your mom's new best friend, Tammy. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Would you stop that?
Go on.
Stop. That's it. That's anything. And then Monday.
Why are you all red?
Monday, I got a text from him, and it says, great meeting you, Tammy.
Oh, the morning after text.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. It's the morning after text.
Would you stop it?
I think I left a T-shirt in.
Here it comes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.